Hey, Tiny, who's playing today?
Jolly Green Giants, Shitty Beatles.
The Shitty Beatles, are they any good?
They suck.
Then it's not just a clever name.
Watch you don't sunburn your frostbite. It's the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
Welcome to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, where we talk about the ups, downs,
the lefts, the rights, the B's, the A's
of being a musician in the 716. I'm Ryan Garnett, and I now have 30 lives.
I'm Nate Nawarta, and I will steal them when I run out of my own.
You continue to leech off of me. But it's nothing new. Today on the podcast, we have part two of our coverage of the Big Fernway show at Buffalo Ironworks. We'll have interviews and music from Fernway, Astrobula, and Talking in My Sleep.
Also, we cover upcoming and previous shows from the area, and we'll all pretend to listen to Ryan as he complains.
Yes, that's what this podcast is all about, really. It's just me yelling and people waiting for the next segment to start.
Yeah.
But first, something I wanted to talk about is, I guess this is a sixth annual event. I got a Facebook event thing about, they're looking for cover bands, for the sixth annual, New Year's Eve murder mystery. It's supposed to take place in, 1977 New York City. So they're looking for cover bands to play bands from, you know, CBGBs and the birth of the punk era. And we have a Ramones band set up featuring Rita Groats, who was in Broski with me. We have the Cramps are lined up already, and they feature members of Circular Logic, who are a real fun kind of experimental group. The New York Dolls we have, they're already filled out. I'm hoping to start a version of Television with someone. We've got people starting Blondie, Patti Smith Group, Lou Reed, The Weirdos, and and if this sounds like the kind of thing that might interest you, feel free to just hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Sir William Idle, and I'll be really happy to give you folks more information about this. It sounds like it's going to be really cool. It's at the Polish Library that we discussed, where the Sugar City Band Lotto was, and I haven't heard of this, and it's the sixth annual, and it just...
Yeah,
I like the idea of just getting like some random people together and playing some music. So,
how does the murder mystery play into? Because it seems it's a full show. It's like a full show, but then
according to the flyer, it's according to the event, it's 8 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Okay,
I'm gonna be fucking tired.
I mean, there's a lot of bands, but there is an actual murder mystery for the audience to play along with.
I'm wondering if that's for the audience and the bands to participate with. Because I think a part of the idea of them getting so many people there is that there's all these bands that are playing for 15 minutes. So you can get 40, 50 people from that alone if you
That's
think
true.
About it.
I mean,
it.
If we know anything from covering local shows, it's that a lot of times the audience
is the band.
Is the bands.
And sometimes that's okay.
That's okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But it sounds like a really cool event. It's the first I heard about it, and I love events like that. So if you're interested in that, I'm super happy to send people more information. All right, and next up we are going to have an interview with Astrobula, a personal favorite of my own, and we are going to hear the song Kick Dirt from his upcoming album Tyrone Street here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
Chip on my shoulder from our time together. You got off scot-free, leaving me with a bill. If we're water under the bridge, then I'm drowning in you. This is the last time I ask you for your ear. Last time you didn't seem to care enough to keep me honest. I barely know myself anymore. Parking lots where our clothes kept falling off. On pins and needles, I let our lips grow closer. This wasn't my intention, but off the record as we were, I could have died then, having lived forever. This is the last time I ask you for your ear. Last time you didn't seem to care enough to keep me honest. I barely know myself anymore. I bet I'm barking up the wrong tree, but I go out on a limb to see if you're okay without me. I bet I'm barking up the wrong tree, but I go out on a limb to see if you're okay without me. The silence is deafening. Ex-husband, but I doubt I'll get a taste. You took advantage of his grace. Now I know that you knew this was just a phase, and so you let me get this way. I hope that haunts you every day. I'm glad you didn't stay.
Welcome to The Struggle Is Real, where we remain in a... It's just this alley keeps getting colder as the night progresses here at Ironworks in Buffalo. We are joined by Astor Beulah. How you doing?
Good. How about you, man?
We're having a good night. A lot of good music going on. Yeah. So you're Venom tonight? Is that...
Oh, no. I am a flannel skeleton.
A flannel skeleton?
Yes. Yeah, spooky. Very spooky.
Where'd you come up with a flannel skeleton?
I had a cape and a flannel shirt. And my girlfriend painted my face.
Flannel Skeleton sounds like a 90s alt rock band, I think.
That sounds about right. That
okay.
Sounds about right.
We're going to start a band.
Yeah.
Flannel Skeleton.
You got to paint your face too, though. So you get a lot of beard.
It's real hard with
beard. It's real hard with beard.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, we'll have to rethink it. you have a new album coming out. What's it called?
The album's called Tyrone Street. It's a 9-song album. It's all done. It's going to be released on December 2nd at Mohawk Place. It's an album.
Where'd you record it?
I recorded at Unplugged Studios in Falconer, New York. Some guys I've known for probably like over a decade now. Used to be in a band with one of them. They're good at what they do. They're kind of new to it, but very good at it. They've been doing it for a few years. So,
So is there kind of like a general theme to the music you wrote? Is it more kind of general, or did you kind of have something in mind when you were putting the album together?
Well, I wrote the whole album in like a four-month period after a relationship, a two-month relationship that I had. And it's called Tyrone Street because there's this movie called Me and You and Everyone We Know. And there's this one scene in it where these two basically strangers meet up and they're walking towards this street, Tyrone Street. And one of them makes this kind of analogy where the Tyrone Street's like the end of the relationship. So Tyrone Street being the album name, it's the end of the relationship, accepting that fact, knowing that it was bound to be over. Yeah, etc. So it's just like relationship stuff. Basically.
Cool. And your CD release party is December 2nd as well?
Yep, it's December 2nd in Mohawk Place. It's going to start at 6 p.m. We got a bunch of really good acts on it. We got Milo Dune, we got Maxwell Dolden, we got James Jackson out of Erie, PA, myself. We're still looking to add another band to it. So, yeah, should be a good time.
Well, and we'll be seeing you at Infringement Fest's Festivus fundraiser. I think you might be starting the night. You're playing at 9 or 10.
Yeah, no, that sounds. Yeah, that'll be at Nietzsche's on the 29th. I'm really excited about that. I haven't played at Nietzsche's in a while, so it'll definitely be a good time.
Cool. Anything else on the horizon for Astor Beulah right now?
Well, the second album's written, so I have to just record it. That'll be a 12-song album. So once I record that, I'm looking towards a summer release. We'll see.
Did you have another relationship you needed to write about?
No, that one's more general. There's some relationship stuff, but there's actually some happy songs in it, which is cool. And then some different stuff, not all relationship, but yeah.
The first time I saw you and Milo Dune perform the same night. And at least from your songs, it sounds like you guys might have dated the same girls. Have you tried to like verify this?
No, we've actually only talked about music, but I mean, I never saw it that way, but now that you say it, I kind of got that vibe. Yeah. I think I got to talk to him. We got to figure this out.
It might just be like one girl powering the whole like singer-songwriter, emo, indie, whatever scene here in Buffalo.
I think a better explanation would be that you write about really relatable universal themes, you know?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
There's something for everyone, you know?
Yeah, I try.
I'm a big fan.
I'm glad you like it. I feel like you do more of that, though.
I don't know. I think I'm like too specific sometimes, but
justice for Waluigi, man. Like, come on, man.
I think that's all I have. Do you have anything, Nate?
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Oh no, not really. No, I mean that's pretty straightforward. This is my favorite time of year. Halloween's amazing. I wish my release show was now, but I needed more time for the album. So, no, I mean.
I had one. So you're a singer-songwriter, so you play solo. So you get to kind of perform in places that other songwriters might not be able to play, like small shows and cafes. Is there any place, like, what's the weirdest little place you've played around in Buffalo?
In Buffalo? Weird places?
In general.
Well, I've played Rue Boys twice, Rue Boys Artworks, and it's been at a different place each time. And I don't know, I don't know if I'd call it weird, but the owner's really, really cool. Like, at the new place, she's like, hey, you want to go upstairs and check it out? Like, not in a weird way. Like, we actually went upstairs and we checked out the space and stuff, and it has so much potential. Like, it'll probably be really awesome.
They lost the upstairs. It's just the room in front.
Oh, man.
The struggle is real, right?
The struggle is real. Oh, I should have worn my Struggle Is Real shirt today. Oh my gosh, it wouldn't match the flannel thing though.
You could have been the Struggle Is Real skeleton.
I could have been the Struggle Is Real skeleton. I didn't think about that.
If Nate loses a few more pounds, he's getting pretty skeleton-like. Yeah.
Yeah.
The good way to look like a skeleton here on the Struggle Is Real on allwny.com. Noah, thanks so much for coming on with us.
This is RJ from Fernway, and you're listening to allwny.com.
I want to talk about some previous shows. Well, first, Nate, I ended up having to leave the Fernway concert a little early, so I kind of missed the headliners, the O'Clock, Ghost Pool, Fernway. So why don't you talk about the kind of the show overall, like who stood out the most, like just talk. I mean, first off, it's worth noting, I talked to Greg Bird about it. He said they had 380 pre-sale tickets, And to do that in Buffalo with young local bands is awesome. So I don't know what Fernway and FTMP did together, but like,
yeah,
they had it just right.
I mean, the key, I know we've talked about this before about like what the appropriate amount of bands is, but I think the key to it for Fernway was, I mean, they draw a great crowd by themselves,
mm-hmm.
but they really teamed up with other local bands that pull in a lot of people. And then just smaller bands like me or like Milo Dune, Solo X. And I mean, I think there was eight. It was more like a festival almost.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is fine. I think for a Friday night, that's fine. Like, if you want to do that and highlight the local scene. I think where I have more of an issue is when it's like a Tuesday night and there's like 17 bands on a bill.
Yeah. And you guys start, I mean, the show started at like, you went on at like 6:30, I think, right?
Yeah.
So it started. So I think if you can get that start like right after dinner time.
Yeah, it didn't feel late. I think Fernway ended up going on at like 10:30 to like 11:15, which isn't crazy for Friday night.
Not at all.
But yeah, it was all just really, it was a great like little spotlight of a lot of the young acts coming up in Buffalo. Milo Dune, which I don't know if I've expressed it much on this show, but he's one of my favorites. A really great acoustic act, other than Fernway, obviously. I'll get to them. I've already gushed about them on the show. But yeah, I mean, Ghost Pool and Kill the Clock always put on really great shows.
I think Ghost Pool is one of the best live bands in Buffalo. I really like
the
show.
Yeah, Ghost Pool, friend of the show.
Yes, friend of the podcast, Ghost Pool.
Friend of the podcast. Yeah, they just have such a great energy. But yeah, it's always a treat to see Ghost Pool. I really like that they have two lead singers and they're both really charismatic and high energy. And Aaron Gordon, the bass player, is probably like, sorry, Ryan, one of my favorite bass players to watch, because he just looks like he's having the time of his life.
He does.
Every single song.
He's a good bass player.
And the reason that he's such a good, that he's so enthusiastic as a bass player is because he's actually a guitar player.
That's every bass player. Every bass player is just a failed guitar player.
No, not failed. He was a very good guitarist.
But he's not a guitarist anymore.
He was in a group called Sunday Brunch that was really cool. They might still be around. I don't know. What else? Oh, Kill the Clock played second to last, and they introduced a new song. I've seen them a bunch, but like they really grabbed my attention. They have a new song that they debuted live at the show.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know if any of you guys have heard of Kill the Clock, but to me they were always kind of like very high quality, but more of just like a throwback to like early 2000s emo.
Yeah.
And they were very good at it, but they didn't bring like anything new to the table per se.
That was I've made that complaint on I think two reviews and at one point an episode of the podcast.
Yeah,
like they seem like good dudes and the music's fine, but it seemed very vanilla to me. It was kind of my the way I would always describe it. Like, okay, it's Good Charlotte.
Yeah,
but at least with
Good Charlotte, I don't know about Good Charlotte,
but at least like with I know Worry, which is their most recent single I've heard. I think they seem like they're really kind of coming into their own and polishing the sound a bit and they're getting better.
The music video for Worry was incredible too, but they debuted a new song at this show that impressed me more so than their other material, because their guitarist is incredible. Like I remember seeing them back when they were doing more of like a White Stripe sort of sound. They used to have a different lead singer. Their guitarist Joe Morgani would just like rip it. He'd do like these ridiculous solos, and then they kind of like went into this pop punk sound, which is cool and it's catchier. And they obviously were more successful in gaining a following with that. But now they're kind of going back to that more complex style a little bit in the guitar work. And this new song, I think they're recording it another EP or a full-length project. But anyway, it just brings a layer of...
If you listen to the last episode of the podcast, I think they mentioned that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't there for their interview.
And you didn't listen to the podcast.
No, I didn't. I was on vacation. But yeah, I'm excited for what Kill the Clock does next. And then Fernway.
Holy shit, Fernway.
Holy shit, Fernway. They're going places, man. My girlfriend who, not to be a heretic or anything on this show, she has very high standards. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
She's not a big fan of local music. She thinks that there's not much quality in it. And that any band worthwhile for her to listen to will have already made it. Like, that's kind of her mindset. I know a lot of people like us, we're like, oh, you know,
I'll fight her.
We want to find and support X before they get to that level. But she's like, I'll just wait. Wait till the cream rises to the top. And then I'll listen, which is fine.
I'll still fight her if I have to.
But anyway, we walked out of that show and we were just like, shit. And she turned to me and she was like, I think they're going to get big. Yeah. Which she doesn't say that about anyone. She doesn't say that about me. She doesn't say that about anyone. Yeah, I mean, they just put on the great. I don't know like how much practice they do, but it's got to be like super intense, just down to the T. So much attention to detail. Every little drum fill, every little guitar lick is just perfect. But if you're in Buffalo and you haven't seen Fernway, you're missing out. They have my seal of approval. I think they have.
I dig
the podcast's seal of approval.
Like I said, I've had to leave, so I actually still haven't had a chance to see them live. So
yeah,
they get a partial seal of approval. I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
But I think I need to see to get the full.
For the price, they're still playing small $10 gigs. They don't do it too often though, because they know how to market. So it's maybe every 3 months or so they'll play in Buffalo. Sorry, that dragged on way too long, but that's my opinion of the show.
All right, so I'm going to talk about a show as well. I booked Young Heezy at Rude Boys, and
who is Young Heezy? Local act?
No, Young Heezy is experimental dream pop.
Oh, not a rapper.
From Vancouver.
Sounds like a rapper.
I definitely thought it was a rapper when I first, he was coming to town like a year ago, and he was going to play on Veterans Day. And as soon as I look at that, I'm like, that show's not going to happen. And it didn't. It got canceled like a week before the show, but I was supposed to go and I was going to go and interview him and stuff. And then when he came back to town, the guy booking him was like, I want him back here. Do you know bands? Do you know a promoter? And I'm like, well, I can find you bands. Like, that's not a problem for me. And it's like I'll promote the show if you got nothing else going on. So I ended up taking it on, and it's a shame there weren't a ton of people there because they were excellent. They put on a really entertaining show. They were bouncing all over the place. There's some timed signature changes and just some experimental stuff. And then other times it's just straightforward, like Beatles-y with like these really lush arpeggios and cool backing vocals. And if they come to town again for you know, we charged $7, you could probably even see them around here next time they come for like $5. They're absolutely worth going out to see. You mentioned your girlfriend's seal of approval. My wife wanted a Young Heezy t-shirt.
Wow.
And I can't remember the last time she actually wanted to spend, you know, the concert t-shirt's expensive. It's $20. So I can't remember the last time she wanted to do something like that. So she really dug it.
Yeah.
And the other big highlight of the night was the Burkharts. They are formerly Orange Friction. And it was kind of emo, indie popish kind of stuff. And now they kind of had a lot of lineup changes happening and stuff like that. They have their original lineup back after a whole bunch of years apart. And now they renamed and call themselves the Burkharts. They're kind of like, it's kind of a, you know, they're rebranding and kind of starting things over. And it was kind of similar to Young Heezy. It was very Beatles-esque. It had these real pretty like little leads in there that weren't like really overwhelming, just like these single note like and these like small little runs, and everything was really tasteful, and it was rock with like there was some R&B and some soul in there. And I think they're worth keeping an eye out on. They haven't released anything since they switched their names over yet, but whatever comes out soon I think is going to be really good.
Welcome to the Guitar Store. Get ready to strap yourself in for a good time.
So, how much for those Diodarios that are up there?
They're $5 a piece.
Could you maybe swing like $3.50, maybe?
You know what? I could pull some strings for you. Hey, dude, you having a fender bender over here? Get it? Because you're bending, like, and it's a fender. Like, a fender.
And next up, we have an interview with Talking In My Sleep, and we'll be playing some music from them here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
Coffee. All right, we continue to be in this Balk Alley at Ironworks. We are now joined with Noel and Donnie from Talking in My Sleep. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm feeling good. It's a good vibe, good energy, good venue, great bands. You can't beat it, honestly.
So for those who aren't super familiar with you, how long has Talking My Sleep been playing?
Honestly, the first manifestation of the group was about a decade ago. It's kind of a name I've used for the project since I started it, just for like songwriting. But in this form, it's been around like around 8 months, and we kind of finally have a solid lineup. We got some new material coming out, and it's going really good. So,
awesome. Do you have any material out already or still working?
Yeah, you can listen to our first EP on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, like pretty much any internet platform you could find. So that's kind of what we're doing now, is just trying to play as many shows as possible and, you know, let people know that we're out here.
Sure. So you've been doing this for 10 years. You've probably had a decent number of band members in and out then, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's one of those things. You know, I'm super stoked that the lineup we have now, like, everybody's like really dedicated and on the same page and just like focused on just like having fun, like writing music that matters, and just like bringing a good energy to the local scene. So
I had a question. Give me 1 second.
No, you're good.
It's drinking a little too much pot tonight.
Yo, that would coincide with what the band is all about.
There you go. Have you had any like terrible auditions in the process of doing all this?
You know what? Fortunately, like, everything's been like, I don't know, I guess grassroots, for like lack of a better term. You know, it's just like people that I've been friends with for a while, and, you know, we just decided to get together on this level and do music. So it's been cool. You know, it started out as kind of a solo thing, and now like we're finally putting out like group material that we wrote together, and it's rad. You know, I feel like there's a new synergy, you know, kind of coming from the scene. Like, you know, Fernway is killing it, you know, putting together shows like this and really showcasing like all the bands. I feel like even though stylistically there's some variance between the groups, like everybody kind of has like the same energy and same mission, and it's about like helping each other out. And like Buffalo, I don't know, I've been going to shows for a long time, and I feel like now is like a time to really get excited about Buffalo music for sure.
Sure. What bands in Buffalo get you the most excited?
Man, Ghostpool is my favorite band in Buffalo. They're playing tonight. Like, I'm not even saying it because they're playing tonight. Like, really, I just turned 30. Like, I'm getting older, you know, by, like, I guess this standard, you know, like, then, like, some more of these other kids. And, you know, I definitely was maybe a little jaded with music, and I caught a show, like, about a year ago on a whim, and they were playing, and I was just blown away, for sure. Like, they're great. Obviously, Fernway, like, sets the standard as far as, like, just great musicianship. You know, great music in general. There's like a lot of really cool up and coming hardcore bands that are kind of like really different from this. Like, I got to shout out Clear Focus, Selective Aggression, War by Other Means. Like, those are like some of my favorite bands from Buffalo. There's a lot of cool stuff going on in different ways. There's like a whole punk scene that's really happening just with like Deep Space 8 and like a lot of the house venues. So if anybody wants to talk about weird Buffalo bands and niche genres, you know, look me up online. I could geek out about it forever. So straight up.
Awesome. Well, I know you guys are playing next, so I won't keep you too long. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Is it cool if we play one of your songs?
Yeah, dude, that'd be sick.
Which song do you want us to play?
You know what, why don't we play this song called Wannabe? And, you know, if you need me to send it to you, or it's on YouTube, it's on all streaming platforms, pretty easy to find. So
sure.
I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, Noel, thanks for standing over there while I talk to Donnie over here.
Yeah, shoot. I stole the spot.
Donnie kills it. So excited to be playing with this band. That's it. Yeah.
One other shameless plug. Noel and I are both, in addition to rockers, we're tattooers. We specialize in like traditional style black work and just like rad tattoos in general. We work at Black Cobra downtown on Franklin Street. So check out some jams, get tattooed, make Buffalo sweet.
Do you guys have any shows coming up? Like, it'd be probably like from like Thanksgiving on?
Yeah, we're playing like right after Thanksgiving. I forget the exact date. In Fredonia, so like a little bit of a short ride, but we're playing at BJ's there. Like,
I've heard BJ's is great.
I heard that too. We never played BJ's, but Fredonia, like, in our short span of being a band, has been like a second home. It's sick. There's like a contingency of like people that really care about music, but then there's also like a contingency of like just college kids that are there to just like get loose and have like a weird time. And I advocate good music and weird times, so it's just like it's perfect for us. So
awesome.
Everybody to have fun.
Yes, sick.
Right.
All right, thanks for coming on. We're going to play Wannabe, Talking in My Sleep, Donnie Noel. Thank you guys so much. Here at The Struggle is Real on allwny.com.
I'm looking for an acoustic guitar that's not super expensive, but I want a good quality tone.
Okay, well, these are about $1,000. I hope that's all bright with you. But I just want to come clean and let you know that you get what you pay for.
Okay.
These are absolutely incredible guitars.
What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
I don't want to scale you away. I'm just trying to sell you some guitars.
All kidding aside,
mm-hmm.
Do you guys accept payments over time?
Yeah, we actually have a special financing available. It's one payment right now.
I want to talk about Rude Boys Artworks for a minute.
Yeah, let's talk about Rude Boys.
I'm just going to move my stuff out. I don't want to break
okay.
it. Hold
is
on.
This another, what's the segment called?
I think this is Ryan Goes to War?
Ryan Goes to War with Rude Boys Artworks.
All right.
But war civil, music in the it's background. A civil war.
So
not like a civil war, like a civil war, but it's a polite war. This isn't a montage theater type of segment. Is this going to be a montage theater type of segment?
Let's just talk. You guys can tell me how mad I can get about this. I think that's actually reasonable.
I'd say Ryan goes to a scuffle, maybe. Ryan goes to scuffle.
We'll start with that, right. Yeah. So, I've been talking on here. I've been booking shows at Rude Boys Artworks. I've had 3 shows there. None of them drew well. And, you know, no one knows it's there. The time of the shows are weird. Like, even the place itself, there's no walking traffic going by. There's not alcohol, so there's not a built-in crowd. So it's just a lot working against it. And I went in kind of thinking I'd have time to kind of try and make it a brand and make it a place people want to see. But you can't do that in 3 shows. Like, no one can. So the first show I booked was a dance party. We had 7 people. All right. That's not great. I get that. But for a venue launch with a bunch of unknown artists where the headliner dropped, I'm okay with that. The second show, we had the Scarecrow Show, we had Exum Priory, we had Missing Worker. Scarecrow Show is now one of my favorite bands in Buffalo. We had 10 people, and, you know, for Rude Boys, you get 25 people in there, it's packed. So I'm thinking 10 is... It's
halfway
progress.
There.
Yeah, it's progress. You know, it's, you know, I always say all I can ask of myself is to try and be a little better than the day before. Right. So I'll go from 7 to 10. That's cool. Young Heezy, we had 4. So at this point, I know it's not working out at Rude Boys. They know it's not working out with Rude Boys. I just have the Pocket Vinyl show left. And then I'm done.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. The owner from there is telling me, like, okay, like we're going to reassess after the last show. And I'm like, that's cool. I get it. Like, you know, she wants to sell T-shirts. And that's hard to do when you're in a situation where you're kind of marketing things towards people who don't normally buy what she's selling.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the day after the Young Heezy show, so we have 4 people, $28. 20 goes to the touring band, 8 goes to the venue. That's... The touring band's getting something. Like, I don't care. That's just how I work. So the next morning, I get a message from Rude Boys Artworks saying that I owe them a $70 rental fee for the previous night, and that if I don't give them a $25 deposit for the Pocket Vinyl show, that and all upcoming shows I have are canceled. I say, well, I'm like, what $70 do you want? We made $28, and the touring band had to get paid. And she goes, I need to get paid. It's important. And I'm like, I can't do. I'm disabled. Like, I don't have $70 to fork over that you didn't mention before the show. I'm supposed to be an employee of this place. I shouldn't have to pay a rental fee. And then I tell her, I'm like, listen, Pocket. We've been advertising this Pocket Vinyl thing for months. We have volunteer painters. We have a touring band. It is less than 2 weeks before the show. You shouldn't do it to this band. And she did it. And that's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did a shitty job. I don't think anyone could do a good job in that situation, given the beat-up PA, the tiny... I mean, it's just everything's rooting against it. They don't even have ASCAP license. Like,
yeah.
Like, it wasn't going to work. But for me, for a venue owner, for someone who supports the arts, to say, you know, fuck you, touring band. I need to make money. I don't know what's going to happen. You're gone within 2 weeks. Just that strikes me as unethical. Basically, what she did, mm-hmm. and both trying to charge me the back and what she did to Pocket Vinyl. And I don't know, maybe it's not Orion Goes to War, but I think just as we talk about the struggle is real, I think this really shows you kind of some of the stuff that happens behind the scenes that you don't see.
Yeah.
And so So, am I right to get mad about this?
Yeah.
Okay, Will.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
At least, if you've already booked that other show for 2 weeks from now, you know, she could set different parameters at that show now if she wanted to, I think.
Yeah.
But to just cancel it straight out.
Yeah. Well, I think the rent, so there is no mention anything of a rental fee before the show.
Right.
She told me that was the rental fee that she charged for, like, FTMP.
Yeah.
And I told her I can't do that. I don't have money to front for that.
Right.
Plus, you know, FTMP has a much larger advertising machine than I do. So, but also I was getting paid based on performance. So it's not like I got paid and she wasn't getting paid. No one was getting paid.
Right.
But so, she had mentioned that it existed, but it wasn't until after that show that she said she wanted me to pay it.
Right.
Yeah. The struggle's real, folks.
This is Astrobula and you're listening to allwny.com. Woo!
All right, and next up we are going to have our interview with RJ DeMarco from Fernway, and we are going to be playing...
Wishing Well.
Wishing Well from their album...
An Ache for Distant Places.
All right, here on the Struggle is Real podcast on allwny.com. We are here with the Struggle is Real podcast in an alley on the side of Ironworks with Fernway lead singer RJ DeMarco. RJ, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm, you know, feeling pretty good. There's a lot of people in that room that's next to us, so I'm really excited to play.
Awesome. So how long has Fernway been together? You guys haven't been doing this for too long, have you?
Well, we've been doing it under the name Fernway for probably... It's been a little bit over a year, or, you know, around the year mark, but most of us were in a band before. So, you know, the core group of guys in this band, we've been playing together for a while. So we definitely had some chemistry coming into it. But we added a third guitarist, Brett, and you know, basically we've just been trying to get the chemistry going with him. It's been going great, man. And like a year in, it's nice. So like we did an album back in April. Well, we released an album back in April. You know, now we're just like working on some new music, and it's just like moving, man. It's just like, you know, it's fun. So
your album, which was nominated for All WNY Award for best album and best song for Headspace as well. You guys are on there a few times. Get out and vote November 9th. Only you can stop Fernway from not winning. Wait, what? Not double negatives. So what's next for you guys? Are you working on new material? You think about touring?
Yeah, so we're going to release a single pretty soon. We pretty much have it recorded. You know, we're just like putting the final touches on it. We were going to have it out before the show, but we kind of put it on the back burner. You know, I wanted to focus on the show, you know, because that was the task at hand. And I think it showed because, the turnout is really great, and I think people are having a really good time in there. But, yeah, so we're going to be writing some new music. We're playing a new song tonight that no one's ever heard, so that's going to be cool. Yeah, so there is new music. We're just pretty much, you know, working on, I guess, strategizing a game plan. But we're probably going to be doing some touring as well, 2019, I imagine. Probably go out for... We normally do, you know, a week or two right as the new year turns in, just because everybody's out from school, and we can get everybody for like 2 weeks. We get in the van and we go freeze our asses off, you know. But it's a good time, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
So what is Fernway's preferred venue? Like, what places do you like playing in Buffalo the best?
Well, so far we've done... I don't know if I can necessarily say, just because, you know, we've done most of the gigs at Mohawk Place, and they've been a great kind of like base for us, you know. Very good size room, very good staff. You know, we usually work with Tony as the sound guy, and he's great. He really kind of like, you know, he makes us sound good in that room.
I've been hearing good stories from Tony.
Yes, Tony was great last week. Thank you very much, Tony, for making the sound so good there.
Tony rocks. But I'm excited to play Ironworks. We played here once before, and it was we played here for Burt Fest, and it was in February, and it was fun. I mean, it was like, it was a crazy day. It was a festival. We were all really tired, so we I think we felt like we could have probably played a little bit better. So it's nice to kind of come back with our own show and have like this event and kind of just like, you know, make it happen. So yeah,
it's good to take another swing at it.
Yeah,
a lot of good bands playing tonight. Who have you been looking most forward to seeing tonight?
It's tough, man. I have a unique connection to most of these bands because, I've done recording work for, you know, Kill the Clock, Ghost Pool, and Scathed, and Talking in My Sleep, actually. So I know a lot of these guys, you know, they're like, we play shows together, but they're also my friends. So it's really cool to kind of be part of something like that where you can play shows with your friends, you know, as opposed to where I was growing up and you didn't really know anybody else on the bill and everybody kind of stuck to themselves, which is, you know, it is what it is. But like, it's nice now to be a part of something that's like very inclusive and everybody kind of knows each other.
So you guys are pretty... How young are you guys?
I'm the oldest, and I'm about to be 25 in a month, so...
Yeah. Little babies in high school. You have yet to get jaded. Cut that out. Sure. All right, RJ, thank you so much for coming on. We'll play a Fernway song right after this.
Probably not Headspace, because we played that one a lot.
Yeah, we've played Headspace a few times. And, so we'll come up with that here on the Struggle's Real podcast on allwny.com.
Hey, dude, you think about playing guitar?
Yeah, I'm actually a guitar player already.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what they say is the best part about being a guitarist?
No, what's that?
Knowing your way around a G string.
Dude, can you just leave me alone?
Dude, it's just a joke. Pedal down.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just pulling your strings.
You already used that one.
I got something else I want to yell about.
More rants?
Yes, there's another rant.
Oh my god.
This is urgent. All right, so
because my day is just a blossom of production and efficiency. Sometimes I get bored and I play around on Craigslist, and the personals are gone, so there's nothing really fun to play. Those were the best. Those would read like the saddest country songs you've ever heard sometimes. So now I just kind of screw around in all the other areas when I get bored. If I just got like 5 minutes sitting around. And I was in the job section, and I saw that it was a post about a booking agent in Buffalo. Well, this is great. I look into it more. It's a paid internship. Like, I'm 36, but it's paid. And that's more than any of the jobs I'm currently working. So I send the guy an email. I tell him about my experience, about my education. And he goes, that's great. The first thing we want to do is have you kind of do an audition show to just see how you work. And I'm like, all right, what do you need me to do? And he says, I need you to contact 50 to 70 local bands and then give us their contact information and how much they'll play shows for. And I'm like, well, how much am I getting paid for that? And I said, none. It's a trial. It should take about 7 to 10 hours. And I'm like, you want me to work 7 to 10 hours for free? And they said, well, we've been burned in the past before. So and I'm like, yeah, so have I. What the hell? And I ended up telling him, I'm like, I have this information. You know, I've got a big database of local bands. I know who's who. I can tell you how much they'll probably play for, and I can give you contact stuff. I'm not giving you this shit for free. And then the guy just, like, completely was like, well, good luck and have a good journey on your way. So, yeah, I just want to let people know that they're called the Final Five Agency. They're run out of Texas by a bunch of kids who haven't even graduated college yet. Which is funny because I'm like, you want to see my work? Like, that's what references, fucking recommendations and shit are for. That's why you have a resume. You don't have to prove yourself by doing 10 hours of unpaid labor by someone who's probably not going to hire you in the first place. So if you see the Final Five Agency, if you see this ad on Craigslist, just ignore it. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of that on Craigslist.
I've never seen anything about booking for like booking shows like that. There's all sorts of other scam stuff you'll see on there. Like the mystery shopper stuff's usually the craziest. But like, I've never seen anything offering a job with that. And as we are here to support local musicians, let's tell them to avoid that on Craigslist. That specifically, because
right. Yeah,
sad. I was excited for a little bit.
Oh,
I can set up. You mean I can set up shows and then it's on you if things go bad and not that's me. Like, I'm like, that sounds like a great job.
I did a couple of shows with my high school band before we realized it was bullshit. But are you guys familiar with like Guerrilla Music at all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yep.
They used to run Battle. They did it for like a couple months when I was in high school in Buffalo, and then I guess they ran out of work. They basically just go like city to city. Until people, like, figure out their bullshit.
Right. It's a traveling scam show.
Yeah.
But what isn't a traveling scam show is my next project, which is actually called the Final Six Agency.
Oh.
It's one better than the Final Five.
Yeah.
That's my selling point.
Tell me more about the Final Six.
Well, what we're going to do is, you were complaining that, you know, they wanted you to work, like, 7 hours. So the thing is, you only have to work 6 hours for free. It's where the final six comes from.
Oh.
And so it's one less hour. And, you know, we might talk about that seventh hour, but we've gotten burned in the past before, so.
This is Alec from Ghostpool, and you're listening to allwny.com.
Woo! So yeah, upcoming shows. Pocket Vinyl's coming back to town. I love them so much. They're not playing Rude Boys anymore, obviously. We're doing it at the Pussy Willow Gallery, which I believe the address is 141 Elmwood. By day, it is the law office of Heidi Jones. By night, it is a fun place to catch some music. So
awesome.
I'm excited about it. Pussy Willow has better visibility and a better PA and lower prices, so everyone wins. So I've been talking about the show for a while. So Pocket Vinyl does painting and performance and kind of mixes them together. So we're going to have three local acts also performing with local painters. That includes the David Michaels Band, Shannon Vanderland, who I'm a big fan of, and Nate.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be performing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I did justice for Waluigi at this last show. Like, part of it, I kind of butchered it because I wasn't prepared. I didn't think people would, like, want to hear it.
Dude.
But then people were requesting it.
Of course, well, people want to hear it.
But it's like an internet song, right? It's like a
people
meme.
People love internet songs. It's a meme song.
But to hear in real life, I thought it, I don't know. I'm going to have to practice it more if people keep requesting it. But to me, in my head, I was like, I don't think that, I didn't expect people to want to hear it. It'd be like using like texting slang in conversation. Like nobody is like, OMG Ryan, LOL. Except for like old Verizon commercials or whatever.
Oh, Nate, raffle.
Yeah, raffle copped.
Then on November 21st at the Tudor Lounge, Scarecrow Show, On the Cinder, Dreadnecks, and Bravura. I believe all four of them might have been nominated for all WNY awards. I saw the Scarecrow Show. I don't even know if I talked about them on the last episode. They're awesome.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, just full of energy, just like old time, like rock and roll, like. It made you feel like you're watching like The Doors or in, like Sabbath and some Zeppelin, and I can't say enough good stuff about them. On the Cinder, we talked with at Warped Tour, kind of three-piece punk band. They might cringe if I told them they reminded me of Green Day a bit. They're definitely harder than that, but just kind of the whole dynamic they have. Dreadnecks are swamp rock, I think would be a good way to describe it. It's almost like gypsy rock. It has like that Tom Waits, Gogol Bordello. Does anyone remember mm-hmm. Gogol Bordello? Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Start Wearing Purple.
Yeah, yeah, it reminded me of them. And then I don't really know anything about Bravura, but that sounds like a great show for Tudor. Like,
yeah.
Usually you don't see lineups that that deep and that good there. And then on November 25th at Stamps, Three Green, which is a local punk band, are playing, and Take Two is playing. They're kind of a emo indie band. I saw them. They played a show for Infringement Festival, and they're from like the Elma Binghamton area. They were really good. I think they're, you know, they don't play in town often, so they're, you know, I'd say, you know, check them out online, see if you're interested. But you know, if it's a Stamp show, it's not gonna be more than like $7, so it's a good price for a good band that doesn't play in town very often.
Everyone is here, well they most certainly are not. I can think of one guy in particular Nintendo forgot. How can you call a game Ultimate when there's such a glaring flaw in it? Justice for Waluigi. Everyone is here. Well, what do you call the last 18 years? One hell of a tennis career. I won't stop making a racket till Waluigi's in the bracket. I should have seen the writing on the wall. Said no, 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 no. Justice for Waluigi. How many more Fire Emblem characters do we need? No one asked for a Mii Fighter, but you gave us three. Nobody cares about Young Link or Toon Link. Sooner or later you have to face the music. Justice for Waluigi. Stick my man at the back of the class, turn him into a trophy just to kick his ass. You add insult to injury, add salt to our gash, but you still won't add Waluigi to Smash. The last glimmer of hope I had has been smacked off the map with a home run bat. My most grandiose dream is now pushing up Daisy. So justice for Waluigi. It won't be a speed run. It won't be an easy climb. But the Smash roster is our Everest, and it's Waluigi's time.
It's time to stop! No more!
And that is all we have for episode 25. Join us for our next episode on December 1st. We don't know who our guest is quite yet. I have to reach out to some people, but keep up with us on the Facebooks and the Twitters, and when we know who's coming, we will let you know.
And check out allwny.com and its aurally pleasing cache of podcasts, including Corey Comments, The Nick and Dan Show, The Think So Joe Podcast,
hosted by Karina DeFabio and Detective Baloney Jones,
and our favorite podcast, The Big Picture with Michael Sargent, where you can learn how to properly frame a photo and proper tinfoil hat assembly.
You can find us at Facebook at facebook.com/thestruggleisrealpodcast. You can find us on Twitter at SIRPodcastNY. You can reach me at Twitter at Sir William Idle. And that is all we have for this episode. Thank you for listening. For Nate, for Will, I am Ryan. It's tough out there, folks. Just everyone be nice to each other. Keep on struggling.